Live. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program. We are here. We will take your calls about what you like at 855-450-FREE. Though, of course, one of the themes that we like on this particular day is the idea of independence. I like the meme that Angel Clark shared on her Facebook, and there's some variants of it, I guess, going around. But you know, basically, the question was, you do realize that today you're celebrating secession, right? Because that's what this is supposed to be about, independence, declaring independence from the king. And isn't it time we declared independence again? And this is not a, you know, an attack against the Barack Obama administration. We were saying the same thing during the Bush years as well on this program. The idea, of course, being, for me at least, to promote today is individual independence, or at the very least, state independence, in that promoting the idea of secession, peaceful secession, getting that concept out. That's what I've been up to over the last 48 hours or so, 24 hours or so. Yesterday before the show, I didn't really talk about this, but some other activists and myself went to a local baseball field where they have a yearly fireworks show and baseball game. Hit the baseball field about half an hour before the game was supposed to start as people were streaming in. Handed out about 200 flyers from the brand new Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
That's right.
And a great little flyer written in a way that is, I think, very accessible to most people. It uses the term like New Hampshire citizen. I don't personally care for the term citizen because I know that government doesn't have an obligation to protect me, so therefore I have no duty to them. But nonetheless, people like those terms. They understand those terms. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is a relatively new organization founded by some Free State Project participants, and I believe maybe some New Hampshire natives. I'm not positive on that. But some great guys out there who are putting forward the conversation about withdrawing from the United States. And I think that's a conversation that needs to be happening everywhere. But unfortunately, if the indicator of, or if the Adam Kokesh event today that happened and was supposed to happen in all the state capitals is any indicator of the level of success of this conversation or the liberty movement at all, then we've got a lot of work to do. And
Adam Kokesh got arrested about a month ago.
Yeah.
And essentially called off what was the initial event, which was marching on Washington, D.C., armed. What, 1,000 people is what the minimum number was. And he said, you know, go ahead and do this on your state capitals.
And no, that's not what he said.
Okay.
We had him on,
uh-huh.
And he explained to us that he had changed the thrust of the event,
right.
That the gun march, this rifle march, the idea originally was to march from Arlington, Virginia into D.C. with rifles slung to backs in violation of D.C.'s gun policies and such,
right.
And possibly have arrests happen or some sort of showdown. Who knows? It sounded kind of violent, and some of the people that were interested in that event sounded kind of violent, so it was really shaping up to be something that could have been really bad. Adam canceled that event. He then created this Second American Revolution event and created them in all of the 50 state capitals. And the text on the event wasn't about open carrying rifles or anything like that. So it had changed from an open carry event to a secessionist event. The idea was to converge on the state capitals and read the statement by Adam Kokesh demanding the secession. And that did not go off very well today, nationwide, actually. If you go to the event, the Final American Revolution on Facebook, which we can post for you here, we'll do that shortly on our Facebook page so you can review, because there's a lot of people that are checking in with this page. There were over 6,000 people who on Facebook indicated that they were going to be attending this particular event. And by the way, Johnson joining us here on the third microphone. Good evening, sir.
Sorry, I'm late. Happy Independence Day, gentlemen. I was busy swearing my allegiance to the flag.
So I've been paying attention to this Final American Revolution all day because I really hoped the best for it. And I realized that it was just something that was organized by Adam. And Adam does have a pretty big fan base.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's probably has more podcast downloads than we do. Over 50,000 likes on Facebook. We've got like 10,000. So, I mean, Adam Kokesh has a big voice, and a lot of people pay attention to him. But not a lot of people came out today. Not a lot at all. In fact, if you go down, there's a thread on the Final American Revolution page about turnout. And I started that thread because some people were posting, there was a picture posted from Albany where two people were photographed. I shared that on our Free Talk Live Facebook page. And other places report having zero attendees. Other places report having five or eight
attendees. How can you
attendees?
Report having zero
That's
attendees?
That's what I asked, too. And there was like a guy who I guess was kind of down the street from one location in Indianapolis, and he claimed he kind of passed by, I guess, and there was nobody there.
Okay.
There were some people in D.C. who were posting on this Facebook event asking where everyone was. So it sounded like maybe there was like a handful of people in D.C., but they didn't really figure out where everybody was. So that didn't really pan out. In Concord, New Hampshire, where I went this morning, there were 22 people. So we did better probably than everywhere else. There are some people who are claiming they had like 50 or 100 people in Denver, but the video that was posted makes it look like it was the NSA protest, which was also scheduled for today. I don't know, did y'all hear about the NSA thing?
I didn't know that there was. I mean, it makes sense that there would be one, but no.
Is that the dress in all black?
No, I don't know what all the details...
I don't know. I think all of these protests miss the point of Dependence Day.
What do you mean?
Well, I think if you're going to be worshipping the government for Dependence Day, you know, talking about revolution and wearing black in support of this whistleblower, I think it just misses the point. I mean, you really should be, having flags and eating hamburgers and celebrating, you know, nationalism is really what you should be doing on Dependence Day and showing... You know, how much you support national health care and welfare and you know...
There's plenty of people down
government
there.
...government being a parent. I think that, you know, if you're really going to celebrate Dependence Day like a true American, you really need to just show your support for the government and the troops and really just make this day about the government.
That is certainly what this day seems to be about for most people. I realize there's a little bit of tongue in your cheek. the streets were empty, by the way, today. I mean, in Concord, New Hampshire, nobody was around. I mean, there were some homeless guys walking around. One guy who was particularly interesting had lost his arm. I actually spent some time talking to him. He lost his arm allegedly trying to, rescuing a friend from in front of a speeding railroad, in front of a speeding train.
Well, if you're homeless and drunk and have no arm, you certainly have plenty of time to come up with good stories.
So anyway, there were not very many people out and about. I do know that there are these nationalistic things that go on, which is one of the things that I was doing last night. I went to the local baseball game where they have fireworks and handed out hundreds of flyers advocating for declaring independence for New Hampshire. So trying to kind of, go and take advantage of these gatherings of people who are supposed to be thinking about independence.
Is that about secession? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
That can't possibly be at all what Dependence Day is about. Dependence Day has nothing to do with secession, right? I mean,
it's true.
There's nothing to do with, you know, America seceding from another country. I mean, it just, you know, it's about support for the government. That's what this day is really all about.
That's certainly what it has become for a lot of people. I don't think people really even think about what this day is supposed to be about. I think it's just an excuse to party. It's an excuse to, set off some fireworks, and that's fine.
I like hamburgers and beer. They're so delicious.
I like those things, yeah.
Do I detect you're somewhat jaded, Johnson?
It's possible.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Nothing wrong with hamburgers and beer.
So, no, there's nothing wrong with partying with your friends and enjoying some good times. I don't, begrudge anyone that. I think people, should do those sorts of things.
I don't know. It's so hot today. The only thing I've eaten is a little bit of guacamole. So,
I hear there's tacos next door at the Keene Activist Center, by the way, if you want. So, but I really want to focus a little bit more on this event, the Final American Revolution, and what Adam Kokesh actually did this morning. Because apparently, he didn't go to the event in D.C. Remember, there's supposed to be one of these in every capital, or in every state capital, so I presume they were going to have one in D.C. He didn't go to his own event. He showed up somewhere in D.C. early, what appears to be very early in the morning, with a shotgun. We'll play his audio here in a moment, but he wasn't with anybody. It was just Adam Kokesh and maybe a cameraman. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. It's Independence Day on Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like here. We're here live, by the way, Independence Day edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got streams, live streams, broadband, narrowband, and even a midband stream. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in to the size of the bitrate that is appropriate for you. And it's free, of course. You can also tune us in on over 115 radio stations from coast to coast. AM and FM. Plus, we've got XM satellite radio all week long. We're on all 7 nights on XM. You can also find us on the free-to-air channel thanks to Bitcoin, and that free-to-air channel is available across North and Central America. We've also got a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So again, go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. As we continue here with the final American Revolution coverage, I went today to this event, and I was one of what appears to be about maybe 100 people nationwide. It did not go over very well. What does this say about the Liberty Movement, the status of the Liberty Movement? We'll continue and look a little further at that. But I want to tell you about the Free State Project as well, freestateproject.org. That is what you want to do if you're disappointed with the Liberty Movement where you live. Because all across the country today at the final American Revolution events that Adam Kokesh had announced, which was supposed to be a pro-secession, and, pro-independence event.
You know, it's one thing, I mean, I don't want to make it seem like Adam Kokesh is at fault here or anything. He organized these 6,000 people liked and said that they were going to do it.
He put the events together. He created those things. Obviously, Adam himself can't, you know, administer all 50 different events.
It would
make sense for somebody.
It's responsibility if they say they're going to go.
Right, and it would make sense for some of those 6,000 people who said they were going to attend to kind of take the lead and organize these things. I feel like that didn't happen. It did not feel like an organized event in any way, shape, or form, or a well-promoted event, at least the one that I went to. And the one I went to arguably was the biggest one in the whole country. In Concord. So if you're disappointed with the lack of activism in your area, if there's a lot of people there who talk about liberty and who talk about freedom, but they don't actually do anything, well, I would suggest you get the hell out and come to a place where you can actually have an impact, where you can get together with other people who are doing for freedom. You can go to freestateproject.org and learn more about this. That's why the three of us in the studio are here tonight, because of the Free State Project. We all came from Florida. You had an interim stay in Connecticut, Johnson. But by the way, the update from Connecticut was one person turned out today.
Connecticut and California.
You did go to California?
Yeah, I lived in California for a year, too.
So so anyway, now you're here, and there's over 1,100 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project already. Over 14,000 individuals have pledged to come here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, because the movement's so thin. The liberty movement is thin. Look, I get it. There are people who are very optimistic, and I appreciate optimism. I really do. There are people who are optimistic. They'll say, well, you know, look at the Ron Paul campaign. Look at all these people. They love liberty. Look, numbers. Look at the Ron Paul donations, millions of dollars. I mean, there's all these indicators that this, you know, this movement is alive and well. But for all of its width that it may have, it doesn't go very deep. The people who profess the ideas of liberty are not really doing that much about it. Voting once every 4 years isn't going to bring you freedom. Going to a protest every now and then isn't going to do it either. There's a lot more concerted effort that needs to be put into this. And if you look at these dismal turnout results from all across the country, Albany, 3 people showed up. I'm including the cameraman in the photo of 2 individuals. There were 3 people in Richmond in a picture. There were, a handful of people in Augusta. There was hardly anybody. I mean, I don't know if very many of these went over 10 or a dozen. In Concord, we had 22 people this morning, and I want to talk more about, you know, who those people were and how that went. But let's go to Adam Kokesh's video, because he showed up apparently in D.C. after canceling his open carry event, which was supposed to be 1,000 people open carrying rifles into D.C. from the Arlington area. That was canceled well over about a month ago. He shows up apparently early this morning and publishes, and then gets back to his studio, and publishes a 22-second video entitled Open Carry March on D.C. a Success.
We will not be silent. We will not obey. We will not allow our government to destroy our humanity.
Now, he is loading what appears to be a shotgun with shells in this video, which is ostensibly taken between the White House and the Capitol in Washington, D.C. this morning at Freedom Plaza, and it looks pretty early in the morning. He's standing in his kind of, as he normally is, his suit. He's got this gun, and he's loading it. It's a 20-second video. Here we go.
We are the final American Revolution. See you next Independence Day.
And that's it. There's no one there with Adam except for the cameraman. And he, in his video, says, the description says, can you count the felonies committed in this video? No, you can't possibly count them all. Others have said that he has said that he committed 4 felonies in this particular video. I don't know if it's one for each load of the shotgun or the pump or whatever, but that's the allegation, is that 4 felonies were committed, or like being in D.C., having the shot with a shotgun, loading it. Rocking it.
Probably each shell is probably
each shell. I don't know what he's alleging were the alleged
felonies. He cocked a shotgun and said, see you next Independence Day. I mean, I guess that could kind of sound like, I mean, it's called the Final American Revolution. Mm-hmm. That was a violent act. He cocks a shotgun when he says it. I can totally see how someone might say that each, you know, that's a felony for each one of the members of Congress. I don't know.
So the idea behind this Final American Revolution event that he created, and it was supposed to happen in all 50 states today, was that people were supposed to go to the state capitol and demand to have the state secede from the United States, and that, you know, in a year, supposedly, they will come back, and if the state hasn't seceded, some next step will be taken.
I'm actually surprised, you know, people knowing Adam Kokesh and knowing his fans and whatnot. One, I'm not surprised he showed up anyway with a firearm. Not surprised by that at all. What I am surprised by is that none of his followers figured out to do the same thing.
Well, he really? Had canceled the event.
So what?
And
anybody who knows Adam Kokesh, like, when he canceled the event, I didn't think it was really canceled.
But how would they have known where to go? There was no place. I mean, D.C. is a big place. The people that were just trying to find the Final American Revolution gathering couldn't find each other.
I'm sorry, in that video, wasn't he standing by the National Mall?
He
exactly
was
exactly where most
standing at the Freedom Plaza between the White House and the Capitol. There are a lot of places to have a rally.
It has a really great green screen.
That is the conspiracy theory about this. Have you heard that one?
No, I don't need it. I mean, I've heard of green screens before.
Yeah, so the lighting would be incredibly good considering the, you know, his regular production quality. But I mean. I'm very surprised that no one showed up. That area is.
But they wouldn't have known where and when to show up.
Because that area
this
is.
This could be 5 in the morning.
It could be. That's true. Time is very, you know, definitely of the essence there. But
I'm not going to show up in D.C. with a loaded gun just in the hopes that Kokesh might be there to No.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Johnson. We can come back with more here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll continue here. Maybe you went out to one of these events, but odds are you didn't, because hardly anybody did, apparently. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Live Independence Day edition of the show. We, of course, will take your calls about what you want. The topic on my mind is the dismal turnout at the so-called final American Revolution event promoted by Adam Kokesh today all across the country. Hardly anybody came out to this. And was it a good day for an event like that? No, I don't think so, because at least in Concord, New Hampshire, there was nobody around. I mean, everybody's either at home or with their, you know, their friends or family. And
celebrating their dependents.
The streets are
should be
completely dead. So we're going to continue in moments with more observations, and would love to have yours as well at 855-450-FREE.
Largest liberty-oriented event of the year is Freedom Fest. It's going on this year, July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Now, this is going to be a great event. They're likely to have as many as 3,000 people at this year's Freedom Fest, because Stossel is going to be doing his Thursday night. He's going to be doing an open to the public episode of Stossel, and you can go there for that event, or you can go to Freedom Fest for the whole event. Stossel will be there, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes will be there for the whole event, Art Laffer, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue has been changed. Gonna make sure it's at Planet Hollywood, July 10th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Get your tickets at freedomfest.com. Also, book your room at Planet Hollywood. Freedomfest.com. Get registered now.
Okay, so this morning I got up bright and early to travel to Concord, New Hampshire. It's only about an hour's drive. I can tell you I would never have gone.
Concord.
I can tell you I would never have gone to Tallahassee had I lived in Florida for this event. Adam Kokesh called for the...
Tallahassee's also a lot farther, too.
What is it? Right. That's why I never would have gone.
Well, this is one of the arguments for New Hampshire as the location for the Free State Project. This argument has gone on for a decade now. Oh, you guys should have picked South Dakota. Oh, why, my goodness, why didn't you do Detroit? Or whatever. I mean, somebody's always got some reason that you should have done it in some other state.
New Hampshire has snowflakes. I don't like snowflakes.
Right. That's one of the reasons. You know, I think it's one of the better reasons, but people will have all kinds of statements as to why you should have picked this place or that place. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the vast majority of states, you can't cover the entire state. The farthest you can be from the capital in New Hampshire, I think, is 3 hours.
No way. I mean, really? Even all the way to the northern tip of the state?
I'll go ahead and take a look.
Okay, because I know it. Well,
that's like 4 or 5.
You think so?
Tallahassee from Sarasota is like what?
4 hours at least.
Six?
Five. Yeah. 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but also.
I've never been to Tallahassee.
I'm surprised. I have. But would you say that...
What, for a college party or something?
Something like that. If it were closer, would you have gone?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm an activist, so if there's activism going on, I'm usually going to be there. And in New Hampshire, it's easy to get to Concord. If you live anywhere in the southern tier of New Hampshire, you are within an hour at most from the state capital.
I'm just thinking in Florida that even if it were only like 2 hours away, you know, you'd go and you'd be like, oh, look, I'm here with maybe one, maybe two other people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't even seen a report from Tallahassee. I've been looking on the Adam Kokesh page, the event that he created on Facebook, the Final American Revolution, which we've linked on our Facebook page. Been looking at various different turnouts, and it's just dismal is the best word. I mean, we're talking about under 10 people, usually under 5 or 3 in most places all across the country.
I just remember Florida activism being something like, well, I've been a libertarian for something like 30 years, and, well, just this past year we almost got a candidate. Well, the candidate got 10%, and that's a fantastic
win. Oh, no, you're being really optimistic.
I know, right?
Try 3%, 2%. Libertarians celebrate if they can crack 1.
Sometimes they there won't be somebody running on the other side. The libertarian will get 30%.
Sometimes.
But a loss is a loss, and
yeah.
Libertarians tend to... I mean, how many places have they won besides New Hampshire? And it's not very many, not for very much.
We're going to claim that we stopped that candidate from getting elected. I mean,
right.
Of course.
Congratulations. You have prevented the Republican from getting elected.
Dozens of people have been elected so far here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So, I mean, there's no doubt that concentrating activism works. And I think that the Kokesh turnout today... Now, look, let's be fair. I mean, Adam Kokesh is a pretty big personality in the Liberty Movement as far as video and, you know, television and media production is concerned. But not everybody listens to Adam Kokesh or watches Adam Kokesh. So, therefore, certainly his event that he created did not penetrate the entire Liberty Movement. I don't mean for this to be a statement about the entire movement, but it, to me, is an indicator... Right? I mean, this wasn't a terrible idea. Hey, let's get together at the state capitals. Everybody's got the day off. Let's go together and talk about secession and, you know, demand secession and march or whatever people wanted to do. But, you know, gather together. There's some value in getting together for a protest. I'm not a huge fan of protests because I don't think they change anything. But I think that what they do is they allow people to network and get to know each other.
I think the networking, getting, that premise is a good one, but I don't think I ever saw the events of this, and I've kind of thought the events were kind of ridiculous from the start, and really that it was just, you know, like a flip-flop from the March on Washington. You know,
oh, right, his original idea.
If this had been the original idea, I think it would have had more traction. I think because it was a flip-flop from the gun protest that people were just... Eh.
Maybe, but you still had on Facebook 6,451 people saying they were going to attend. Now, we all know that doesn't mean anything. But usually you can expect some people to come that say they're going to go on Facebook. And I can tell you, nowhere near, you know, not even a tenth of the people who said they were going to go on Facebook actually attended these things. I mean, you'd be lucky if you could count 100 people over all the 50 states. And I would say that's even optimistic. I mean, maybe we're looking at 50 people. And Concord had 22 of them this morning. So it was just a terrible turnout. And I think that it shows that there are a lot of people who talk about liberty but are really not willing to do anything about it. I mean, I don't blame them. If I were in Florida, I wouldn't have gone to Tallahassee for this. And if I had gone to Tallahassee for this, it would have been a huge disappointment. I mean, for anybody that actually spent time on the road, for me, it was an hour to Concord. No big deal. An hour back. And there were 22 people there. So I actually was able to hand out some flyers about secession. There were people, you know, passers-by, a few of them, not a whole lot, but, you know, people were on the streets in Concord. I handed those people flyers about secession. There were actually, as you may know, there was an NSA event today, an NSA protest, that in some places did actually attract a number of people. I forget the name of it. I apologize for that. Something like Restore the Fourth Amendment, I think, something to that effect. Anyway, nobody was there for the NSA thing. At one point, I looked over at one of the statues nearby the entrance to the State House, and I saw some younger people over there, and, you know, I was basically chasing down anybody that would walk by, because it was my goal to hand out information about secession at this event. So I walked up, I handed them the information, and they asked me if I was here for the NSA event. I said, yeah, I'm kind of here for the NSA event, but when I looked at the website for it, there was no information about it. Like, there was, if you went to this Restore the Fourth Amendment site, they had a map with all the little pinpoints on it, and you could click in on it. But when you clicked on Concord, which had one of the pinpoints, there was literally no information that came up. There was no contact info. There was no time. There was no location. So, like, these guys had just shown up at the State House figuring that was the most likely location. They were there in the morning figuring that was the most likely time, and there was nobody there. And they didn't even have signs for the NSA. So, like, there was no indicators that they were there for the NSA or that anyone else was either. In other places, I think, like Denver, there may have been upwards of 50 or 100 people at this NSA
event. I just like that you're properly expressing it the way it should be now, saying that they were there for the NSA, you know, to support them, Independence Day.
So, yeah. 855, 450-FREE. I don't know if you were out and about today, but on one hand, the 4th of July or Independence Day would seem like a good day for an event like this, in that most people have the day off. I mean, usually a big challenge to getting people to come out to a protest is they're busy. And they've got a work to attend to and paying bills. But in this case, everybody's got the day off, so why not come out to something like this? Well, you know, they've got plans. People have parties and barbecues and various different things to attend to, and I guess secession wasn't enough of a motivator for them. 855, 453.
Why would it be on July 4th? I mean, again, this ain't right. Nothing to do with the secession at all.
Right. 855 453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You're welcome to call in and tell us your story about what you did as far as any of these protests today. The NSA things did seem to happen. Maybe we'll get more information about those as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparers.com. Get prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. It is the Independence Day edition of the show. We're actually here live. I don't know about the rest of talk radio land.
Imagine Independence Day edition.
I imagine a bunch of them took the day off today, as many people did, because, as Johnson is pointing out, people across the country are not really celebrating Independence Day. It would be very interesting. I love man-on-the-street stuff. I didn't think to do it today, but it would be very interesting for somebody to hit the streets of whatever city where, if there are people out walking around in Concord, it was dead. But, you know, and actually ask people, "Hey, it's Independence Day. What are you celebrating today?" Or no, don't even say Independence Day. Just say, "What are you celebrating today?"
And I'd just like let to people do a man on the street thing to say, "What is your favorite thing about Independence Day? What do you rely on the government for most?" And just go around asking people, "What's your favorite government service?"
You're tricking them a little bit, because the word you're saying is very close to independence.
Sure, but it would be fantastic. I mean, just to follow it up. I mean, because if you're adding the context of what government program do you rely on the most? You know, what do they do for you the best? You know, what
you should do that,
what do you
Johnson.
Like? What sort of free services do you love?
Yeah. Don't tease. You should go out and do that.
I should, but it's a little late now.
That's not too late. Anyway.
I can go out at 10 p.m. tonight.
Hassle the people with 30 minutes.
Always next year, so keep that in mind, and you can plan it really really effectively for that time.
Hopefully it won't be 90 degrees next year.
It's pretty warm out today. So what was your experience today? Did you go to any of these events? There were these NSA protests that actually had people attending them. I did post a link to some of the pictures from Denver today where it looks like at least 100 people came out, maybe even more than that. The what's called the Restore the Fourth event, I guess restoring the Fourth Amendment. This is a some sort of an event about the NSA. They ask people in the Facebook page here for Denver to not come on any substances, which seems like a silly thing to ask people to do, especially on Independence Day. But nonetless, good for them for getting some people to turn out.
Lord knows Ian wouldn't go anywhere without some substances.
Actually, I was completely unmodified this morning when I went out later on. However, I can't say the same. So, good for them. I mean, they actually had people turn out for this. But the thing that doesn't make sense to me is, what's the point of doing a protesty kind of event if no one is around to see it? I've never understood this. It happens at the State House from time to time, where someone will schedule a protest for Saturday.
Is that kind of like if a tree falls in the forest, or what's the sound of?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. I mean, it's not like I'm under the impression that a politician is going to see a protest and say, "Oh boy, we were wrong about that. Let's change this bill." I mean, they're not going to do that. I don't think that protests have that kind of influence on them. But at least you'd be seen. At least there'd be people in and out of the building, and they'd see you. Today, literally, the only people around were homeless people and the occasional visiting couple that wanted to go and snap a photo at the state house. So that much has never really made sense to me. But nonetheless, I came out this morning with the intention of seeing, you know, what was the turnout going to be at this event, which arguably was very poorly organized. Again, not Adam Kokesh's fault. It's not his responsibility to organize 50 different protests. But the fault of, you know, people for not stepping up and really taking the lead.
6,000 people said they were going to this on Facebook. Even if half of those people were just there to sort of see what was going on, they could have clicked maybe, by the way. You know, I've learned that you can just click maybe and get all the same updates. I didn't really know that at one point. But still, half of them didn't show up. A quarter of them didn't show up.
And, you know, you could make the claim, and it's good to point out how many people said they were going to go. But if you were somebody who said, well, this didn't mean anything to me, that's fine. I mean, by all means, I don't think this is the right event for everybody. I'm not critiquing everyone in the liberty movement here. Just pointing out a few different observations about what happened. So I showed up today. Daryl Perry came with me from fpp.cc. And there's some folks that came from the Lakes region in New Hampshire, another guy from Manchester. So I'd say about half the crew was Free State Project participants that were there. And the other people were other people from New Hampshire that I'd never seen before. They had heard about it somehow. One guy said it was, he kept using the term Koresh instead of Kokesh. I thought that was kind of funny.
Thought it was
somebody named Koresh who put it together. And of course, there was the guy with the camouflage on.
Let's just hope Adam isn't heading in that direction.
What, with camouflage?
No,
or
the Koresh. The Koresh direction.
So the dude with the camo is there. And dude with the camo couldn't have been any more stereotypical. At one point, the guy with the camo, and he's got like the, you know, the hat.
That
too.
Floppy hat thing.
So dude in the camo starts talking about how he's been in Florida and that he had to leave Florida because of all the immigrants. The immigrants are ruining the state from South America and Cuba and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I'm not just going to stand there silently as something like that's going on. So I point out that, well, actually, it seems to me more like New Yorkers are the ones ruining Florida. Immigrants are hardworking people that have come, you know, in a lot of cases to make a better life for themselves.
It always amuses me that a state that is named by Spanish people... a Spanish thing has Americans upset that there's some level of Spanish-speaking population.
Right, and this character, of course, wanted to have a national language, and I made some statement about how I don't think it's appropriate to force people to do things against their will, and he said, you know, that he does support force. So, you know, just because somebody came out to this particular event doesn't mean that they really understand the ideas of liberty. And the dude couldn't have been more stereotypical. He claims he's in a militia. He hates immigrants. And it was just amazing.
Well, you know, Mark, actually, so, I mean, just to counter your argument about the Spanish people, I mean, the capital in Florida is named Tallahassee, right?
Yeah, that's an Indian word.
Sure. So I guess you could say that place was ruined by immigrants.
I don't understand.
Yes.
The
white man.
Yeah, the white people. I suppose. I don't know what percentage of the population currently is non-white that's, you know, legislators.
Well, not very many, I would think. Not very many are left now. I would say that place was thoroughly just ruined by immigrants. I mean, they just came in and they just took over.
So the guy in the camo wasn't the only interesting conversation either. There was also a couple, one lady in particular, that brought up Sharia law at this.
That's a problem in New Hampshire. I mean, all those Muslims making me eat halal food.
Thankfully, there was a Muslim in attendance at this particular event, and he spoke up, and I spoke up as well prior to him hearing the conversation in defense of Muslims and pointing out that, you know, this is nonsense, this idea that, you know, Sharia law is in any way a threat here.
You people are moving ruining the liberty movement.
And now, to this lady's credit, she was interested in hearing other opinions. She wasn't, like, shutting out what the Muslim gentleman who was there was saying. And, in fact, when I actually interrupted to get the speech portion of the thing over with, she wanted to continue asking him questions. So, you know, not everybody there was, you know, close-minded. It was really just the camo guy that, that I really had comments about in kind of a negative fashion. But, you know, interesting crew of people. I was successfully able to get my flyers out to several dozen folks. And, you know, we went out and had some lunch with some of the activists afterwards. So I wouldn't say it was a totally blown day at all. Sent Mike Silvio, who's one of the state representatives, who's also a Free State Project participant, I believe. He's certainly a Liberty guy. And, yeah, I think he's a Free Stater. Anyway, sent him back with hundreds of these flyers, these excellent secession flyers that only we have in New Hampshire because of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I've ordered 5,000 of these myself. And I just think it's exciting that we're going to be talking about secession more and more here.
I designed them.
That was your work. That's very, and I think it's very nice, the flyer. So folks can get in touch with you if they want to hire you, Johnson, at freetalklive.com. In fact,
for those that don't understand that, you know, the fourth is about secession, that, you know, the fact the founding fathers actually did secede. It's very interesting. Earlier this year, was it last year, there was this big movement for secession. Well, that didn't, all kinds of people, especially Democrats, are like, get out of the country! But, you know, the country was founded by secessionists, right?
You know, speaking of secession, it's a topic that you'll likely see covered every now and then over at Freedom's Phoenix, and that's where they are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. It's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So I think I've mostly recapped my experiences today. There was a lot that that went on. But ultimately, if you are disappointed with the failure of liberty activism in your area, and if you're not advancing liberty, it's not working. If people who love liberty aren't getting elected, it's not working. So that stuff's happening here. If you are sick and tired of the failures where you are, you really need to go to freestateproject.org and learn more about why it is that we came here. Because we came down from, we came up here from Florida. People are coming from all across the country, even from around the world. There's a guy here from Russia. I mean, these are people who really care about freedom, who are really willing to do what it takes to get here, to get active, to concentrate activism. It's not possible to free all 50 states. It's going to be hard enough to do one. We've got our work cut out for us here in New Hampshire, but it's the best place to start. It's called the Live Free or Die State for a reason. It's probably the freest place in America. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you'd like. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.